Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite podcast, where editors of Managed Healthcare Executive chat with healthcare executives in the C-Suite and professionals. Our conversations are about the most important issues facing American healthcare today, such as its cost, effectiveness, delivery, organization, and its fairness. Listen in, learn a lot. Hi everyone, my name is Brianna Contreras and I'm Associate Editor of Managed Healthcare Executive. In today's episode, I had the pleasure of speaking with Edmundo Gonzalez, CEO of Marpay Health. Edmundo and I discussed the significance of AI and deep learning in healthcare and how they will benefit the self-insurance market. Hello Edmundo, how are you doing today?
Very well. How are you?
Good. Thank you. So to start off, can you first just share with our listeners, you know, what is your role at Marpay Health and what is the mission of the organization and who do you serve?
Sure. Thank you. And I'm very happy to be here with you today. So first of all, I'm Edmundo Gonzalez. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Marpay Health. And our mission is to help self-funded employer groups provide better health care to their employees, who we call our members. And we're doing that by bringing in some of the latest developments in artificial intelligence to fulfill our mission. And I'm really happy to be here and to chat with you about that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Now, just for my personal interest, you know, why the self-insurance market?
Yeah, so we, you know, when we started this, we looked at a lot of opportunities to kind of bring some of these latest technologies into the healthcare space. And we zeroed in on the self-insured space just because you are serving employer groups, companies, that is, that have already made a choice to go into another realm of the healthcare space where there is maybe a little bit more creativity and flexibility than there is with, say, traditional fully insured programs from one of the large four players. So that made a lot of sense to us as we were, analyzing the space. One thing led to another, and we actually purchased a company that was serving this particular market just recently. So very quickly, you know, we got to a pretty significant scale in serving these type of customers.
Wonderful, thank you. What are the issues in healthcare that Marpay is tackling through the organization's Smart Health Plan Services system?
Yeah, so we're looking at the delivery of healthcare benefits maybe in a very different way. So there are a lot of administrators out there, again, in this self-insured market. By the way, self-insured employer groups represent about a third of all healthcare spending in America. That's about $1 trillion. That's a trillion with a T,
yeah.
Right?
Wow,
so it's a huge amount of people that get their healthcare via self-insured plans. So about actually 99 million Americans are getting their healthcare via these plans. So this is not some little niche. I mean, this is pretty much, you know, a standard way for employees or members to get their healthcare via their employer, right? Now, one of the things that we do differently is that we're not only paying claims, medical claims, and essentially paying the bills on behalf of our employer clients. We're using the latest advances in artificial intelligence to basically predict who in an employee population is going to be sick or who in that employee population is on track to have a very high cost event. So what would that be? Let's say like a hip replacement, a knee replacement. Now, why are we doing that? Well, Our research shows that the cost variation, even within one city, can be huge in terms of these very high cost events. You can have the same procedure, but it will vary in cost like five times, not 5%, 5x, right? So our mission here is to work with members to get them into the best care. The best care means very high quality, no readmission, no redo, no complications. That is actually what saves cost overall for the employer group, and obviously saves a lot of suffering for that member, that patient. That's what we do. That's a little different than most of the companies in our space, which again pay bills. That at the end of the day, that is a core part of what we do. We administer all of the healthcare spending, all of those payment of claims, but that's really just a portion of what we do. We are about all about helping our employer groups save money while providing really, really good healthcare. And we do that really by engaging our member communities.
Okay, great. Thank you. I actually was just curious too, I guess how many patients or, just anyone alone is covered under, self-insurance compared to those covered under traditional healthcare. That difference.
Yeah, so from the member's perspective or the patient perspective, there's not much difference at all. So typically, the employee would also contribute a portion, and that's a fixed portion, to the healthcare expenses. But from a coverage perspective, they're going to the same doctors. And again, we're renting the networks of some of the largest, providers or rather carriers in the country, Aetna and Cigna. So basically, our members can take advantage of that entire network as if it were Aetna providing these services or Cigna providing fully insured services. So it's from the patient slash member perspective, it's pretty seamless.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Now for the main focus or topic of our conversation today, will be more about deep learning. Can you share your thoughts on the importance of deep learning in healthcare and how does Marpai implement this practice?
Yeah, so first of all, let's define it. So deep learning is one of the most advanced forms of artificial intelligence. Okay, there's many forms and many disciplines within artificial intelligence. With deep learning, basically we're able to create prediction models at great scale using very disparate data. What does that mean? It means that we can take claims, medical records, but also even signals like from an iWatch, depending on whether members choose to share those with us, as well as a whole bunch of other data types to essentially create models of healthcare journeys. So then when I submit a claim, that along with all my other past health history and claims, is compared to what we've created here as a world, right? With all of this millions and millions of claims that we have and other data. And based on that, the algorithms using deep learning can say, well, Edmundo, it seems like he has all of the elements of a journey to get a knee replacement in the next 6 months, right? Because we're trying to predict a high cost event. Not in the next 30 years, I mean, what do you do about that, right? But really during a plan year, meaning in the next 12 months. So, given that knowledge, then our care team can reach out to the member and say, hey, you have options based on your plan. We want to steer you to the best possible care. And here are two doctors. Here are their star ratings, by the way. Here are their reviews. These are the best if you are, going to get this procedure or that procedure. A similar item also applies, maybe a little bit more generally, with chronic conditions. So chronic conditions represent about two-thirds of all healthcare spending. This is diabetes, COPD, certain cardiovascular conditions, right? So what we're doing is predicting again which members are on these journeys and helping them be matched with the right care. Meaning, in many cases, it may be a visit to a PCP, a primary care physician, who may confirm what our algorithms are saying with a blood test, for example. And that patient may then be on a drug that may cost $70 a month to the health plan. But what does that do? Well, that ensures that patient doesn't end up in the ER and has, obviously a very painful and traumatic experience, but also it costs the plan many thousands of dollars. So we are about proactive engagement that improves lives and saves lives. That, at the end of the day, is good for the members. And you know what? It's also good for cost because those ER visits are eliminated, and that's what drives up the plan cost.
Wonderful, thank you. Now, can you describe the differences between machine learning and deep learning?
Yeah, so actually, machine learning is kind of the global concept. This is all of artificial intelligence is a type of machine learning, even way back to the invention of some of this, by Turing in the 40s and 50s, right? So deep learning is actually a discipline within machine learning.
Okay.
Now, in the common kind of press and tech speak, machine learning is now used to basically say anything that is kind of artificial intelligence light. And deep learning is kind of attached to things that are much more complex, including, self-driving cars, drones, all of those kinds of things, right? So whether that's entirely correct or not, that's how kind of the media and the layman have interpreted this. But here's the big difference, okay? So with deep learning, the models that one is creating can teach themselves, right? So in all of artificial intelligence, you can teach a system what's a cat and what's a dog. And literally, you say, this is a cat, this is a dog, and you have samples. That's called training data, right? In deep learning, there are many, many instances where you can just feed a model tremendous amount of data and it's sorting it out. So with even better, results in terms of recognition of what's a cat and what's a dog, for example. So that's really the core difference, the ability to predict at very, very large scale using very different types of data all coming together. That's what deep learning is really enabling.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, this may be a bit of a repetitive question for when we discussed reducing costs for patients a little earlier. But if you could share maybe share the significance in leveraging AI data to build models and algorithms that improve outcomes and reduce costs for patients.
Yeah. So basically, the data are available. They're kind of out there in the world, right? So we have millions and millions of medical claims, Rx claims, prescription drug claims, as well as other data on our members, right? So the key is bringing all of this together to create essentially a sample of the world or a sample of the population at large, right? So to do that, you have to have a huge volume of data. Now, that's kind of the research and development side. But then what happens is that we're tying all of these models to our live system. So our live system is accepting claims as you go to the doctor, I go to the doctor, and basically those claims are often triggers for our algorithms to say, wait a minute, not only this claim, but the last five together really imply something. And that something may be that I may be on a journey to have, again, that knee replacement or rotator cuff replacement, but I'm not there yet. It's going to happen in the next 6 months, in the next 12 months. Now, how do I know that? Well, because I'm looking at essentially a world, right, with tens of millions of these instances with the same journey. That's what we're able to do with deep learning.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now to again bring back up the growth of
It's an
your
acquisition, it's okay to say. Yeah,
yeah.
no, we purchased it. We're a lot of money. It's all right. Yeah.
How thank you. I couldn't think of the word, the accusation.
Yeah.
How it, I guess, is benefiting the self-insurance market.
Yeah, so with the episode, Continental Benefits, which we acquired in April, was a standard TPA or third party administrator. So it was administering claims for a whole bunch of clients, you know, around the country. We operate in all 50 states. We, on the other hand, were a AI technology driven company. So the fusion of these two things basically brings all of our AI and models and work into, I'm going to say, into the real world, right? Because now we can deploy this with thousands and thousands of members around the country, and we can grow at Continental Benefits, now branded as Marpai, as a real technology platform that's really different in this ecosystem of you know, fully insured, self-insured, all of this stuff. At the end of the day, our health plan services are just better because they're infused by all of this knowledge about how the member population that you may have as a CEO of your company is different from mine as a CEO of mine, and being able to you know, have a plan that knows that and that can work with members to make more informed choices about their own health care is very exciting and kind of new in the world, right? Again, these are mostly in our space, they're companies that pay bills. That's the TPA. We're not that. We of course we pay bills. That's the kind of the standard thing. But our big difference is that we can really work with the employer groups to reduce the overall cost of healthcare by having more engaged members that make better health decisions for both themselves, obviously, first and foremost, but also for the plan by eliminating a lot of these very high cost events.
Great, thank you. And that's actually all I had for you, but if there's any other information you'd like to share about, deep learning or the self-insurance market or anything else I didn't cover, please feel free.
No, thank you very much. Look, we're at the I think we're at an inflection point where how we consume healthcare is fundamentally changing. Our expectations are changing about the timing, the ease of use, these ability to schedule, the ability to access the care we need. And we are participants in this change. So it's a very, very exciting time for us. And I think for all of us as consumers of healthcare, that, you know, we have all of these tools now available to us. So I'll just leave you with, if anyone wants to find more information, we have, you know, videos and a lot of explanation, please visit marpaihealth.com.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Tuning Into the C-Suite Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and follow Managed Healthcare Executive on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. For more information on Managed Healthcare Executive, visit our website at www.managedhealthcareexecutive.com.